It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Countdown. I'm Jonathan Charles. We're about to begin a whirlwind tour of some great records, sharing that love of music that first brought me into the BBC almost 40 years ago. I'm going to be sharing it with both you and my son Max.
Well, hello, I'm back from my takeover.
Yep, it's back to normal this week and we are going back to some very old records. Now, Max, do we have something very special to kick off with? A musician who brought a whole new sound to disco in the late 1970s and who's been influencing artists ever since.
Yes.
Le Freak by Chic, a number six hit in the UK in 1978. And you know, Max, that's a record, which is the only track in the US charts to have been number one three times.
Oh, I can't believe that.
And a key player in Chic was the musician Nile Rodgers. He wrote that song, Max, after being refused entry to New York's famous Studio 54 disco. It was a very trendy spot in the late 1970s. He was so angry, he was freaking out.
You can tell from the song, can't you?
So, do you like that song?
Well, yes, it's very interesting. I like how the excessive use of guitar.
And a lot of use of strings as well. He and his writing partner at the time, they brought in strings, lots of violins, all sorts of string instruments.
Well, yes, you can really feel that too.
So what does it make you feel, that song?
Well, it just energises me.
Yes, full of energy, isn't it? It's meant to get you out on the dance floor, disco dancing.
It's the ultimate LucasAid replacement.
Well, we saw Nile Rodgers live recently. What did you think about it?
Well, he really put character into his music.
He dominates the stage, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's not a young man, either.
We can say by core of these people, though. He is starting to show his age
bit. Yeah, he's not a young man, but he was still moving around that stage, really, really moving. You can tell he still loves his music.
He put power into it. That's what we all need in music.
He had some great hits on his own with Chic, and he also worked as a producer, Max, with some truly wonderful artists. Madonna, Duran Duran, Debbie Harry of Blondie, Daft Punk, and David Bowie on his Let's Dance album.
Well, let's dance to this clip.
Yeah, this is what he said in a BBC interview about working with David Bowie on his Let's Dance album. It was a worldwide hit.
He had a very good holistic idea of the album, and then he said to me that he wanted me to do what I did best. I thought that he didn't know what I did best. And I said, well, what do you think I do best? And he said in no uncertain terms, you make hits. I want you to make a hit. I'm
China Girl by David Bowie, which reached number 2 in the UK singles chart in 1983. Nile Rodgers played guitar on that, and he said that he decided to arrange the song in an ultra-pop format. And surprisingly, Max, David Bowie liked it.
And, well, I quite like it.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like it at the beginning, but like... Da, 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 da.
It's got a great hook, hasn't it? A really great intro. And we've talked before, haven't we, about the fact that really great songs have something in the first few seconds that just grab you.
Yeah, hooks. And taking a copy of the album...
Well, I've just got the single cover in front of me, David Bowie's China Girl. And there you've got an Asian lady with her finger up just by her lips going shh, and David Bowie looking at her. There was something very evocative about that song. Did it sound as though it had something about Asia about it?
Not really. It had a tiny bit of a beginning, sounded a bit Chinese, but the rest of it sounded just normal.
It was a song that was originally done by a friend of David Bowie's, Iggy Pop, who did a very different version of it back in the 1970s. This is a very poppy version. At the beginning of this series, Max, we looked at an early Bowie song, Starman, and now we're in the 1980s with a very different David Bowie song. Can you detect that real change? What does it sound like to you?
As you said, it changes loads of form to Bowie. It felt a bit more soft back in the 70s, but now it's a bit crazy.
Yeah, he's certainly, I think, putting his hands inside that production, isn't he? You can tell that with Nile Rodgers. He's saying to Nile Rodgers, give me a really produced sound.
He's going into like digital and going crazy with all of the more modern things.
Jonathan Charles.
Now, in each episode of The Vinyl Countdown, we like to bring you something you might have forgotten or indeed never heard, especially if you're nearer Max's age than mine. This was a hit in 1975 that the British artist never thought she'd have. Maxine Nightingale on the Vinyl Countdown, a 1975 number 8 hit in the UK on the United Artists label. Max, you've been researching all about her.
Well, she was British and first started recording as a teenager. She had to be persuaded to to record it, because she really wasn't bothered about having a career making records.
Yeah, I'll tell you something about her, Max. When she recorded Right Back Where You Started From, she was going to take just a $45 recording fee, that's about £30, because she didn't think she'd make any royalties from selling records. How wrong she was.
Well, yes.
She went on to sell a lot in the end, although she always struggled to have any follow-up records.
Well, one-hit wonder.
Yep, we're good at tracking the one-hit wonders on this programme.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
And that's it from this episode of the Vinyl Countdown. All the music is played under license from the Performing Rights Society. We'll be back with more music on vinyl very soon.
Well, I'm off to do my 2-week overdue math homework.
Bye. Enjoy it. Bye.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!